Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody.
Lying beside you, here in the dark, feeling your heartbeat with mine. Softly you whisper, you're so sincere. How could our love be so blind? We sailed on together, we drifted apart, and here you are by my side. Yeah. So now I
Psyche's Gone Wild. We're going to be here for an hour real quick on this Mad Marvelous Monday. Psyche Jethro is supposed to be on, and he called us a few minutes ago. He was having some technical problems, so it's like I'm punting until he is able to join us here today. We have the usual announcements. To get a hold of our Psyche Jethro, you can go to www.jethrosmith.net. Or you can just flat out Google him. If you type in your Google search bar, Jethro, J-E-T-H-R-O, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, it will come up. And he's also on Facebook. He's the one in Tampa, Florida. Also, to either book a reading with him or get an autographed copy of Jethro and Kay's book, Living in the Psychic Realm, you can, again, go to that website, that www.jethrosmith.net, or you can call 928-284-0437 and leave a message there, and he will get back with you, usually within 24 hours. He runs a pretty hectic schedule right now. Also, you can email him, and his best email is Psychic Jethro, that's P-S-Y-C-H-I-C-J-E-T-H-R-O, all small letters, at AOL.com. Let's see. We also have, I'm on here for the moment today. I am Kelly with KC Birth Cards and working on getting my website set up. It's been a little hectic here. It's like we've got still got kind of a newborn guy. It's like he's working on, I think, week four today here anyway. So that's always an exciting time around this household. But working on getting that done. And my number is 719-289-4907. And I do call for what I call coffee and cards. And actually, this month, Jethro is doing a special where if there's any coffee drinkers out there or tea and hot chocolate, we have the same. There is Organic Gold, Gourmet Healthy Coffee that we offer. And Jethro's offer this month is if anybody will call me at the 719-289-4907 number and order a box of coffee off his site, we walk you through it. As soon as that is paid for, I give him a quick call or a text message, and I tell him your name and phone number to contact you. And he is giving away a 30-minute free reading for buying a box of the coffee with us today. All right, and we're getting some people queued up here, so I guess we better get into doing some readings here. I don't see Jethro's number coming up yet, so we'll keep looking for him. All righty. And our first one here, Genesis. Hey, Jan, I see you there in chat. It's like Jethro's supposed to be on, and he's having technical difficulties, but we're going into our callers today. And our first person here is area code 832. You are live on the air. It's like he's gone wild. And I'm Kelly doing Casey birth card reading. So if you'd like to, the way I do this is you need to give me your day, month, day, and year of birth, and then we figure out what your birth card is and go from there.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Who am I talking with?
Hi. Today? I'm good. How are you today?
Pretty good.
My birthday is June 14th, 1989.
June 14th. You just had yours. All righty. And you're a Gemini person of 19, you said 89?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Let's see. That's the same year as my daughter. That also happens to be the Chinese year of the snake, which is real good because she's a real, the snake people are very beautiful, very elegant people. All right. Let's see here. You are a three diamonds. And you, as your planetary ruler, have an ace of spades. So let's see what we got going. Oh, and you've got some transitions and stuff coming up this year. This, for you, is year 23. And one of the things that I learned a long time ago, any time that your birth date or your the age you are adds to a 5, you know, so it's like 1 and 1 plus 4, 2 plus 3, 3 plus 2, and so on. Anytime your age adds up to the number 5 in a single digit, it means there's a lot of transitions and a lot of things happening for you this year. So this may turn out to be a very transitional year for you this year. And let's see, what I can also tell you is as a 3 person, the threes are, you guys have like a lot of creativity and you also have a lot of changeability. As a diamonds person, you're what's called one of the adults of the deck. And it's like, even as a child, you did not like being treated as a child. It's like, Mama, I'm more grown up than that. So don't treat me like that. Let's see. And actually, the three of diamonds is called the undecided values card. It's actually considered one of the more difficult, the life paths of all the cards, especially when you're a woman. It's like, oh, boy, this is good to know because you can choose to change that. It's like anything that's anything that we say, you know, it's like it's not written in stone. The only thing that was ever written in stone was when God took his finger and wrote those 10 tablets. It's like, you know, and on the wall, it's like, that's the only thing written in stone. You can take absolutely anything that we, you know, we tell you here and go, you know what? I didn't like that crossroads warning, so I'm going to take some, do something different with that. But anyway, your biggest thing with threes is the indecision. Indecision and values along with some past life relationship karma, because you've got a six of hearts as a karma card, can cause many challenges in your romantic life, in your affections. It can also be, you can be some of the biggest worriers about your finances. All three cards, no matter what suit they are guilty of worry and indecision. And you've got to find a constructive outlet for your overactive mind to kind of direct it away from worry and fear. And the best remedy is to find some expression of your creativity. You've got to, you got to express yourself. You just do. A natural interest in metaphysical things should be cultivated. If you're to know more peace in your life, you know, so spiritual, look to some spiritual things. Overcome the hurdles and temptations in your life. You always know what's right and wrong, though sometimes you kind of try to ignore what you know and you don't get away with that. Not all three of diamonds people have those particular problems, though, but when you operate – on the high side, what's called the high side of the card, because there's always a flip side, just like two sides of the coin. It's like there's two sides of each card. You're extremely creative and productive. You express yourself in a multitude of productive ways, and you can be a really great entertainer or public speaker. You've also got a really powerful mind, capable of piercing, you know, the deepest, most mysterious subjects. You can be a powerful speaker once you've found something that you really believe in, you want to talk about, and that's one of your highest forms of expression, is to promote what you believe in and share it with the world. You've got more satisfaction in business, where you can travel or do various different things. There's usually somebody younger for whom you can end up making sacrifices, either, you know, one of your own children or, you know, a little bit later in life, or nieces and nephews. But you've got 3 9s in your life path, which means sometimes in later life it can be disappointing unless you have developed that spiritual side, which gives you that peace and wisdom. You're here to really try on many things besides and then to settle on the truth. You always benefit from changes and travel, and you're advised to pursue a career that gives you more freedom. Now, in relationships, talk about challenges and love. This card runs neck and neck with the Queen of Diamonds as being one of the most difficult in the deck in the romance area. There is such just great creativity, you know, with you. You come into this life feeling like, you know, there's boundless realms to explore and experience. And at some point you realize you've got also some tremendous fears of abandonment and betrayal that you've got to deal with somewhere along the way. Sometimes it can manifest as multiple relationships or, you know, just chronic indecision regarding matters of love and marriage. Or on the flip side, you attract someone in who's like that yourself. Or, you know, if you're not like that yourself, you attract someone who is, okay? But if you can't deal with that inner security, you usually choose to, you know, just play the field. So it's like, you know, I would say your challenge, your burden would be, you know, deal with those and get that relationship. You're learning to let others be as they are and to heal your own fear and doubt in matters of love. And it does say multiple marriages are common with this card, as it is with the Queen of Diamonds, but again, that doesn't necessarily have to be. It's like, you know, that's not one of those written in stone moments, so it's like, just bear that in mind. Mm-hmm. Ace of Spades is your planetary ruler. It adds a lot of passion and ambition to your personality. It's like, because this is also the Ace of Spades is like the card, you know, of the deck. It's like, you know, transformation. It could result, though, in you becoming a little bit of a workaholic. It's going to cause you to seek to find yourself in your work and the things you create. You generate a lot of power. You have a strong will. And it's going to cause your life to be kind of a series of chapters. And in each chapter, you know, kind of transform into a new person, which, you know, it makes a lot of sense because we change all through our life. It's like, you know, if we didn't change as and grow as we went along, it's like we'd get stagnant and die. So inner transformation is part of your life pattern, and it may lead you to the study of, you know, metaphysics, spiritual things, where you find a lot of answers to, you know, many questions you've got about your life. And you've got this special inner power that can only be accessed by turning your attention within, you know, really, really know your inner world, okay? Relationships, again, can be a major challenge in your life until you face the truth about your own inner needs and kind of, you know, versus your external goals and dreams. So does that make sense, or does that help?
Yeah, it sure does. Thank you.
Okay. Well, click follow and come back. We are on 7 days a week here, and it's like we've also got what we call our sister show. Psychic Jethro is usually here. He was having some difficulties today, but he also does angel messages and, you know, messages from beyond, and he does a little more prophetic and more, you know, kind of prognosticating, okay? So
okay.
He's also got a show coming on. Is right after this one. Well, see, I'm not sure what time zone you're in, but it's like I started at noon here. It's like, you know, we're on from noon to one my time.
Okay.
And then his will be coming up like immediately at the next hour after, and his number on that one is 714-333-3354. So
all right.
Go check that out. All righty.
I sure will. Thank you.
Bye. Have a good one. All righty. And hi, everybody in chat. It's like Saggy, Loving Spirit, Shelly, Jan and Steve, Rita. It's like I am not gifted enough to type and talk at the same time, but it's like I can say hi. All righty. We're going to go here to our next one. Area code 870.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, how are you doing? Who am I talking with today?
Oh, my name is Wanda.
Wanda, how you doing?
Oh, all righty. My date of birth is October the 6th, 1981.
Okay, October, and you said 6?
Yes.
Okay, and yeah, I was having a hard time here. 1980, it was 81, is that right?
Yes.
All righty, let's see what we got here for you. Wow, that's amazing. This really, it's got to be something to do with the days, because you are also a three of diamonds, just like our first caller, except your planetary ruler is the seven of hearts. We're going to have a three of diamonds day here today, guys. Wow. I love it when it works this way. And it really does. It's like we seem to have days, and it's like, I swear, it's got to be the energy of the stuff, because it's like people with the, you know, with the same birth card and different planetary rulers seem to call in on the same day. So it's like you're going to hear a lot of similar stuff there as to what our previous little gal was. Okay, and let's see. And you're at age 30. So we're also going to take a little bit of a look ahead here for yours and see. Okay, and get this all set up here. There we go. So again, so you hopefully, I don't know if you caught that part of it, it's like the three of diamonds person is called that undecided values, okay? So you've got some of that difficult life path going on, you know, and the karma with relationships, all that good stuff. And again, you can, you know, be some of the biggest worriers about your finances and indecision, and you just need to find, that constructive outlet for, you know, because your mind kind of tends to be like, you know, that squirrel on a hamster wheel. It's like it just goes and goes and goes. But you need to direct that away from worry and fear into some of your, you know, really positive stuff. So, you know, your creativity. It's like, and the way I say this is, there's in any job that you do, there's not just like Mary Poppins, the element of fun, but it's like there's also the element of creativity. It's like I've seen bricklayers be really creative in their work, okay? So it's like it doesn't matter, you know, cake decorators, whatever. Whatever you're working in, there's always a way to express that creative muse. You have a natural interest, again, in the metaphysics and the spiritual. It needs to be kind of looked at if you're no more peace in your life and overcome hurdles and temptations. Again, you always know what's right and wrong, though sometimes, you know, you try to ignore what you know, but it's like, but on the flip, on the high side, you know, you're very creative and productive. You express yourself just in a multitude of productive ways. And again, you know, it's like you can do really good as a public speaker, entertainer. You got that powerful mind capable of really, you know, piercing deep and mysterious subjects, okay? You can be that powerful speaker. Once you find something you believe in that you want to talk about, you do excellent. And it's one of your highest forms of expression. It's just promoting what you believe in, sharing it with the world. And it's like if you were inclined to do that in the business world and combine that, it's like you could do, you know, do very well entrepreneurially as an entrepreneur in your own business. You've got more satisfaction in business where you can travel and do a lot of different things. There's, again, usually someone younger, you know, likely your children or niece or nephew, someone in the family, you need to make those sacrifices for. And again, you've got that 3-9 in your life path, and it's like later, you know, life can be disappointing unless you develop that spiritual side, which gives you that peace and wisdom. And again, that relationship, it's like, man, talk about stuff with things. Oh dear, I got my son-in-law in the background. Sorry about that. You've got things coming. You come into life feeling like there's, you know, realms to explore and experience, and you've got, you know, some fears of abandonment. It's like, although you may have kind of dealt with some of that by this time. Let's see. I want to take a look at this, that seven of hearts as that planetary ruler. Your love life's really important to you. You've got a lot of challenges in this area, though, that you're working on during the course of your life. You tend to attract powerful partners, those with a strong will. But once you're in a relationship, you get involved in power struggles with your mate, but all of that is just an attempt to learn unconditional love, which is something you have a really good possibility of experiencing in your life. You know how to give to others without expectation. It makes you a really good friend and a really effective counselor. So when you apply that to your own love life, you experience great freedom and joy. You've got a really charming personality and the ability to heal others' emotional wounds. So it's like, you know, counseling would be a good one. You have really good career influences this year also. There's opportunities for you to achieve a larger measure of recognition in your work. You know, of course, if you're not business or career-minded, you know, it's not going to have a lot of effect on you. But if you're, you know, in the career path, you know, in either your own business or, you know, home business or corporate world, it's like this is going to be a year to get more recognition, to become better known, and some of those dreams come true. It's like, you know, you, not everything, you know, you don't get every wish on the tree, but it's like, it's kind of like Cinderella's, you know, magic fairy godmother who, like, you know, gives her a good wish there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just one of those years where people are going to pay more attention to what you're doing. You could achieve, you know, like some kind of award or just become more recognized in your field. And I've seen this play out, for example, person who had this, you know, they became like the librarian of the year, you know, they got that award type of thing. So it just depends on what, you know, what career you're in and how that manifests out and to the degree you want to, you know, you want to work at it. Because if you want to become better known, it's like this is the year to do it. It's more advantageous to for you to put that effort into becoming recognized. Also, you can find your true purpose this year. You've got a six in one of those big fives there where you have the ability, if you ask the questions and if you want the answers, you know, you will be shown. It's like, and this is where, you know, that prayer and meditation comes in. It's like prayer is talking to God, meditating is listening to God. So it's like you indulge in that a little bit this year, and it's like, you know, really until you'll get some answers out of that. It's like, because, you know, God does speak to us. It's like, I know people say, well, not directly or something, but it's like, no, if you meditate a little bit and if you just, you know, calm the mind and quiet that, you'd be surprised. But you'll find that, you know, if you want to look for it, you'll find that special purpose or goal that you're supposed to be here to achieve during your time on this planet. And again, some people never find it because they don't want to know. But you've got that opportunity to know, you know, if you want to, okay. On the flip side, sixes can be really frustrating because sometimes they represent static or unchanging conditions in our life. But they, again, they bestow that special ability to perceive that which is usually hidden from our conscious minds. And when we listen to inner voice, you receive a lot of great inspiration and direction. And when, you know, when one of those is present, and you've got a six present for at least the entire year. Okay, let's see. Real quick look here. And it's a major completion year for you also, which means there's a nine someplace. Nines can be, you know, as you've heard the phrase, as one door closes, another door opens. Nines are kind of like high school graduation. It's like, you know, you spent, you know, 12, 13 years in that institution. It's like, you know, you get to that pinnacle and all of a sudden that door closed. It's like you're kind of done with that segment and the other door open, and it's like, and you're ready to step out into life, you know, in a different way. So you can look at it as either, you know, I'm Linus hanging under my security blanket from Charlie Brown, you know, not wanting to let go, and you can have disappointments because sometimes when, you know, universe kind of goes, it's time for you to move on. If you resist that, it can be seen as something being taken away from you or disappointment. But if you go, okay, you're right, I'm, you know, that's no longer serving me really good right now. It's like, you know, it's something in my past, I don't want to let go of the memory, and you don't have to let go of the memory. But it's like, if you're trying to drag it with you, it's like, you're going to catch a lot of cockleburrs and stuff dragging that blanket through the grass with you, okay? If that makes sense.
Right.
And also, if you reach a point in your development, you're ready to move on to some better things in relationships. Because sometimes we get, you know, we get, again, into that, you know, comfort zone where, you know, my grandma always called it, when you get into a rut, it's a grave where the end's kicked out, so you don't want to stay there, you know, a whole lot of time. But, you know, that's the case for you, is that, you know, you've reached that point in your development, you're ready to kind of move on, and it's like, and this time next year, or you know, by your next birth weight, you're going to be in an entirely new and better place for your personal and professional development and expansion. Let's see here. You are in a most blessed position this year because your planetary ruling card falls in what's really called an auspicious position. You're at the center of the grand solar spread known as the most blessed. It's a double Jupiter influence. Because of this fortunate effects, you're going to receive tremendous blessing this year. In effect, you receive the thing you want most in life, but it's going to be the thing you truly want in your heart, not just a fanciful wish that, you know, your mind kind of, oh, I wish I had that, you know, sometimes. But it's like whatever you heart wish for the most, the thing that's going to bring you true happiness is going to come to you this year. So it's a really auspicious year for you and one that marks the end of kind of a long cycle in your life. Let's see. If you're kind of material-minded, you know, your wish might manifest as greater financial blessings or something kind of on the mundane level. But again, that only comes if whatever it is that you really want is going to bring you more happiness and peace of mind. For spiritually minded people, prayers are answered and major turning points in life are reached. Many people with this embark on a higher path at some point during this year. It's just going to help show that there's much in this life to be grateful for. And by having an attitude of gratitude for everything in our life, we multiply our abundance and attract more prosperity. It's like, and if you've never seen The Secret by Rhonda Byrne, she wrote a book called The Secret, and then there is a DVD out by the same. Take some time to either read that book. You know, it's probably in libraries by this time. You know, check it out and see what's there because it's really cool. It's like I saw this. I'm not going to spoil it for you if you haven't seen it. And it's like if you have seen it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, let's see here. Just a quick look forward. Wow, you've got two sixes in your, okay, in what we call the big five, you know, for the year. Your long-range card is this Nine of Hearts. Your Pluto card is a Six of Clubs. Your result card is a Six of Spades. Your environment card is a Four of Hearts. Your displacement card is a King of Clubs. The Nine of Hearts is at long range. You're going to have important emotional endings or possibly losses in store. You might be involved in a separation from a former either, you know, lover, spouse, something. It possibly could be a death in the family or just among your circle of friends. It could be death of a pet, you know, something like that. But there's some kind of separation happening this year. If one of, more of your relationships is coming to an end some way, if you look deep inside yourself, you discover there's good reasons for the ending, it'd be good for you and the other person as well. It often means disappointment, but that's only when you resist the ending. If you let go, you know, let God take care of you, it's like you can experience that heightened spiritual awareness and high consciousness that's represented by that powerful card. Involvement in work that gives love to others, especially large groups of people, is kind of slated for great success this year because you're a giver. The keywords, this is what I call the 3x5 index cards. You write these and look at them, you know, in your bathroom mirror every day, is I learn to let others go and love unconditionally. I complete some important relationships and let them go. And, of course, if the bathroom mirror doesn't work, you know, put it in your, you know, daily planner or whatever works for you, okay? Your Pluto card this year, there's that Six of Clubs as the Pluto card. Key situations in your life will resist change and might prove challenging for you this year. You feel as though you got to make a lot of compromises to keep the peace and make the best of a kind of an unchanging situation. Involved with that transformation is going to be either the element of your intuition or psychic ability or having to get the most out of a situation that seems to be unchanging. Compromises, taking responsibility on a communication level is just necessary to maintain the harmony and openness in your personal and professional relationships could be really a challenging thing for you this year. On that deeper level, it might feel like you're in a rut, and that could be the cause of anger and resentment, you know, kind of at the world. But on that deeper level, try to see how, you know, you might have manifested that situation and what you hope to achieve by experiencing it and working through it, working with it. And whether or not you acknowledge your own intuitive ability, everyone has some, and yours could be playing this important role in understanding and mastering the situations and circumstances coming into your life. Okay. Let's see, and the affirmation for this one is, I learned the value of truthfulness and, you know, being my word. It's like, you know, not just your walk, talk, it's just being what you say. I'm discovering my life's true purpose. And then there's that result card. Again, there's another six. It's like somehow connected to that Six of Clubs. It's the element of responsibility and compromise. Again, the parents of Six of Spades suggest one of your major goals for this year is associated with payment of past obligations of some kind. It might be related to work, health, or almost any area of life. But just by your next birthday, you're going to have realized the importance of being, you know, responsible for your actions, and you're going to have made a lot of progress with this. It can also bring you a special gift by your next birthday. You could discover by turning attention within to that special purpose for your life, one that can just, you know, inspire you to accomplish really great things. And it could be really transformational for your life, you know, giving you more meaning and direction. And again, that affirmation for that is, by listening to my inner voice, I find my special purpose in life that's going to direct me to the highest occupation. I strengthen my sense of responsibility in all health and work matters. Okay. Let's see. Oh, my goodness. All righty. Quite a few in the queue here. It's like, we got our queue filled up here. It's like, I'm probably going to, okay, Four of Hearts. You've got your home, family, and circle of closest friends provide a certain amount of protection and blessings. If you're married, many blessings is going to come through your partner this year. But just knowing what you want in love matters. Has gotten you what you want. Enjoy that one. Displacing the King of Clubs could be a great year of mental accomplishment if you're willing to take on a position of leadership and responsibility for the work stuff. This is a year to strike out on your own, find the best individual expression of your nature. Some good things can come from working partnerships. Home life could be particularly enjoyable. If you set your sights high this year, you could achieve more recognition for work or achieve promotion of some kind. So that's kind of a quick overview. It's like, any questions real fast? Hello? Oh, my goodness. What happened here?
No, but thank
Hello?
You so much.
Hello? Gotcha?
Yes, thank you so much.
Oh, there we go. Okay. I'm sorry. I wasn't here, and my phone kind of went off on me. It's like, oh, my goodness. All righty. Does that help any? Does that make any sense?
It does. It helps a lot.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, click follow and come back. We're here 7 days a week, and usually Jethro would have been on today, except he was having some technical difficulties. There we go. And let's see, I'm going to type this in here for our chat folks. Is his new show is 714-333-3354, and that's going to be on right as soon as we get off here. It's like he's falling right on our heels today here. All righty. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you calling in. It's like check back in with us and, tell us how things work out, because it's always kind of like, shouldn't say a testing measure, but it's like it's nice to see how things work out for people when we say, kind of expect this to come along or that to come along, and you go, wow, this did, it happened. It's like, that's always exciting to hear.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for reading for me.
You betcha. Well, thank you for calling in.
Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good one. Thank you. All righty. Wow, guys. All righty. We've got a whole bunch of folks here. We've got 26 minutes left, and I'm going to try to do these a little bit shorter here. We've got 206-845-352. We've got somebody Skyped in, all a bunch of 111s, and we got some anonymous here. So it's like I'll see if we can get everybody a little bit of time here. And on the flip side, the positive side, it's like if you miss time on this one, it's like Jethro is going to be on right immediately following here, and he will be on at, there'll be 3 o'clock his time, which is Eastern time, so it'd be, 2 Central, 1 o'clock here, and noon out on in California time. So, all righty, let's have a look here at area code 206. Got you on live with Psychics Gone Wild today.
Hi, this is Holly. How are you?
Hi, pretty good. Thank you for calling in.
Do I ask a direct question?
You can, but it's like that's not kind of my area.
Oh, okay.
It's like really, really kind of what I do. I do the monthly and year with the birth cards. Direct questions, and if you want to write this number down real quick, Jethro. Well, normally this is his day. It's like I usually just do Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. But yeah, he's our our prognosticator, our prophet. It's like and he just gets stuff for people. So it's like he does angel messages. The number he's going to be on today about half an hour here, 25 minutes, will be 714-333-3354. But if you just want to find out what your birth card is, it's like, I can tell you that real quick.
Okay. I tell you my birthday, the whole, everything, or just month and day?
I need the month, day, and year.
Okay, 10/25/1964.
10/25/64. Okay. And let me get that one back there. Okay, and 6/4, there we go. Okay. All right. Oh, wow, you've gone through the rebirth, so it's like you've had some transition in your life already. You are a 10 of hearts is your birth card, and you've got 3 of spades as your planetary ruler. So it's like 10 of hearts people, a lot of times your stuff is, any of the hearts people, you're the young people of the deck. No matter how old you are, you always seem young. You're here to learn stuff through emotional things and learn how to handle that emotional life and the loving things.
Uh-huh.
Oh, let's see. And that 3 gives you a lot of creativity. Spades are also really hard workers.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see what we got here. I'll just say, go ahead and ask your question with it, and I'll see if I can answer it in context of what we got here with cards.
I just want to move and divorce and another big change.
Coming up. Wow. Okay. I'm not surprised with what just went on here. Okay. Your 10 of hearts is called the social success card. You have a lot of ambition in life. You've experienced the truth. That's your birthright to guide and guard you. You love children and groups of people. You can make a great contribution in your chosen field. You've got this power and love, and you're attracted to those of power. Let me see what we got in terms of moving. That 3 of spades with that planetary really gives you a lot of creative energy. It might result in you becoming an artist of some kind. It's one of the cards that you only can, attain success through hard work, but without it, that creativity, you can waste it on stress, indecision, uncertainty, and worry. health concerns might dominate your attention from time to time. You got the ability to work two jobs at once, and you got a really strong romantic streak, but it's like if, you know, the needs are not met in your current relationship, you might look elsewhere for those. But again, you really went through this change. It's like the year 44 is called your pre-birth year, and year 45 is called your rebirth year. And what that means is at age 45, you have the exact same cards that you came into this planet with. It's like that was the cards, you know, the year of your birth. It's like, yeah. So what people a lot of times do, that's why it's called a midlife crisis, is you all of a sudden go, you know what, I spent 40-some years, you know, 44 years on this planet learning this, and it's like all of a sudden you've got this opportunity to make the next 45 years of your life the way you want it to be, because it goes in 45-year cycles, okay? So that's why usually, you know, we hit what's called that midlife crisis, and it's like all of a sudden, you know, people go, man, you're just not the same person. It's like, well, that's right, because I decided I was going to do something different this next 45 years. So there's this year you've got really good career influences. There's a lot of opportunities to achieve larger measure of recognition in your work. It's a major completion year for you this year, which is not surprising. It's going to be a year which you achieve an important ending in your life. So it's like, you know, there you go with the divorce and the move. Endings can be seen as disappointments if you disregard that true meaning. In truth, it represents chapters, you know, graduation from chapters of your life that are important, but now is no longer as helpful for your personal growth and development. But after an ending is that wonderful freedom we feel after we pass through it. It's not so great mucking through the swamp when you're going there with your hip boots on and wading through the alligators. But you're going to be on to your next stage of work and development, which is really an exciting thing. Whatever the nature of the endings in your life this year, just be glad you've reached that point in your development. You're ready to move on to better things and relationships.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, so just, you know, don't be afraid to let go of that, you know, your Linus blanket. It's like, you know, put it up on the shelf if you want to, but it's like, there you go. Okay, well, let's see some specifics on... Yeah, okay, you've got this Ten of Clubs as your long-range card, and then you've got the Four of Hearts in Pluto, and that's sometimes called one of the, you know, marriage cards, interestingly enough. And you've got another Four, okay. Your result card is the Jack of Spades. You've got the Environment card is the Four of Diamonds, and your Displacement is the Jack of Diamonds. So let's go look and just see. Ten of Clubs can bring measurable success and recognition in one of the mind-related fields or endeavors. It could be, this might be a year to publish or teach or other areas where large groups are benefiting from your talent and brilliance, okay? Recognition for your talents are forthcoming this year. Somehow it's going to touch on all areas of your life and just take on this light of prominence in whatever you're doing. But, you know, if you don't have a productive outlet for your mind this year, it can indicate problems with stress or difficulty sleeping at night. So find that good outlet for those mental powers present, because it can bring you a, you know, really good measure of success and recognition. Your keywords is a year of mental accomplishment and having a lot of ideas. I share my knowledge with a large number of people. So it's like when you have these ideas, you know, get a notebook, a little composition book, or, you know, I mean, some people take the pocket, you know, little memo books, whatever. When you have good ideas, jot them down and date them. And it's like, and then, you know, on those kind of down times, because you have cycles with that, you know, up and down. And it's like when you got some time to reflect on those, go, yeah, that's a good idea. And it's like, and how can I pursue that? And go ahead and go with those, you know, what I call the goal cards. It's like what, you know, the 3x5 index cards that people can either, you know, tape on your bathroom first thing in the morning, you know, so you can see that, or carry it with your planner, whatever works. The Four of Hearts as your Pluto card, it's going to be a major focus on the concept of marriage, your family, and relationships. There's going to be some new stimuli that you need to digest in order to maintain balance in a relationship, but, you know, where it's aspects of your marriage causing problems for you, it's like already has, okay, really challenging, okay. And again, it's you're desiring to have more stability and security in terms of affection and friendships. But, you know, it's likely that you're, you know, if you're ending one, it's like you're possibly going to end up with someone else at the end of the year by your next birthday, you know, not necessarily married, but at least it's going to be a strong influence for having someone significant in your life. So it's like that may be coming whether you know it or not, okay? Affirmation is marriage, home, and family stability transform through this year. You are creating a successful marriage or family life. So you love this satisfaction and security. But it's like, you know, you're going through ending the one tie and, you know, starting another one. Jack of Spades is this result card. By the next birthday, you're going to be successful. You could be acting, creative writing, other creative pursuits, exposed to spiritual discipline that's going to alter, you know, your area of life. It's just going to be a major transition year for you, where you begin an entirely new lifestyle based on truth and higher wisdom, even on the mundane level. Success is yours, but especially in creative areas, okay? it's a really powerful indicator. You could end up with either, you know, some younger man in the spades by your next birthday, whether it's, you know, friend, lover, family member, business associate, whatever. There's just that strong indicator. The two of you are going to be joined in some meaningful way by year's end. So you create yourself to be a successful artist, actor, you know, musician, whatever it is. You know, you end up this year with a higher and healthier lifestyle, which is awesome. That four diamonds is environment, okay, is this making sense? Good. Financial concerns, common problem in today's culture, should not be a problem for you this year. You've got a certain amount of protection around money this year, partly due to the fact you've gotten really clear about what you want and what you don't want. As a result, you tend to attract more prosperity to you. You're protected this year. You've got tremendous success. All your needs are going to provide, you know, be provided for and a little bit more. And then your displacement card is this Jack of Diamonds. It's, you might find yourself focusing a lot of your time and energy into creative ways to make money, especially either, you know, like selling, promoting products, services you're involved with, you know, whatever. That position definitely has some benefits on the financial level if you approach it with a definite plan or direction or your plan of action. Your creativity is running really high, and you might feel really playful as well. Just don't let that playful, you know, playfulness turn into sidetracking off of your business, you know, or being dishonest in any way, because it could, this year should really be a year to remember when many of your financial goals are realized. So anyway, that's what I got for you for the minute. And it's like,
thank you.
Do take down, you betcha, take down Jethro's number, and it's like, you know, click follow here, because like I say, we're here 7 days a week. Usually Jethro's on Mondays. She's usually on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, actually. And then I'm just here Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. But he'll be on today on that Living in the Psychic Realm. And that's the 714-333-3354 number. So check him out over there. And it's like,
okay.
Thank you for calling in. Click follow.
Thank
come back
you.
And let us know what comes out. Yeah. You're
okay.
Welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Bye. All righty. Here we go. We're going to make it through here. And we have 845, area code 845.
Hi, Kelly. It's Diana. Rita wanted you to know that the chat room wasn't working in the beginning, and I'm hopeful that it's been cleared up.
Oh, wow. Okay, because I'm seeing the chat room.
Yeah.
It's like, let's try here. I'm just going
to
say hello.
Yeah.
I
spoke with you
on?
A few weeks ago, and I'd like to see, you know, what my cards say now.
Okay.
My birth date is April 24th, 1961.
Okay, let's take a look here. April 24th, 424, there we go. 424 of, was it 61 you said?
Yeah, I'm 20 again, 1961.
Good.
Last of my age, all over the airways.
There you go. Okay, that's right. Okay, you're 10 of clubs with that king of, oh, you got a king of spades as your, I like that one. That's good. King of Spades is the master card. It's like it's for your planetary ruler, though. That's really good. Okay, well, it's generating here. We'll take a look at this here real quick and see what you got going. Oh, it's thinking, love. Okay, because what's been going on since we talked to you last?
Oh, my gosh. Just, you know, like, some stuff. I mean, I had a very toxic guy that, oh my gosh, he flew a girl in from California, tells me he loves me Sunday, and flies a girl, an ex-girlfriend in, and he wants me to meet her on July 4th. Just unbelievable stuff. And financially, it's been really, you know, tough for me still. And, you know, I'm just using my voice chakra and trying to stay grounded and, no, go see family soon. So, yeah, it's been really like a roller coaster.
I was gonna say, and you know what, Amy's doing that, those chakra classes with us on Wednesday. It's like we'll be doing that chakra class on Wednesday from like noon to 1:30,
mm-hmm.
and she's doing
cool.
those. Okay. Let's see. So let's see what's going on. Okay, 424. All right. Let's see. And I remember here, it's like it's a, you know, the Ten of Clubs is called the teacher card, you know, so regardless of gender, you know, you have that really analytical mind and you want that complete and unrestrained freedom to do what you choose. Let's see, many Tens of Clubs complain having trouble sleeping because you've got that endless chatter going on. You got that Three of Hearts for some emotional restlessness, undecidedness about occupation, which can be a strain on relationships and kind of hold you back from achieving high ambitions if you don't get, you know, your handle on that one. That Three of Diamonds challenge card bears that out, tells you you're going to be doing a lot of experimenting as you work toward finding out what really satisfies you. Strong desire for spiritual wisdom, study of spiritual philosophies is going to bring contact with a lot of uplifting groups and increase your enjoyment of life. So it's like, okay, so then you're working on that. I wanted to see this King of Spades, your planetary ruler, because it gives you a great deal of potential power. But along with that, that responsibility, which few people choose to bear. You've got an ability to accomplish what they call great feats in this lifetime, but you've got to really almost abandon some of your creativity and your playfulness in order to attain this. It's like, you know, you're going to have to really, the spades are about work, you know, so it's like you, you would have less time to play and more time to work. Sometimes you can be bossy and stubborn, but you do have great wisdom to share with others. And then the question is, but do you follow your own good advice? Do you follow your own wisdom? Okay. Well, that card, you have absolutely no excuse for having a really successful, satisfying life. But again, it's just, you know, how our choices are in life and, you know, what we really want. Uncertainty, concerns around love, marriage, and romance also there to deal with. But again, it's whenever you decide to address them. So let's see. This is about you finding your true purpose this year. This is, yeah, April. Let's see, May, June. We're into July here. So this, okay, you've got some sixes in there. You can find your true purpose. That's at six. And as a major completion year, you've got a nine. Okay, so let's see what's been going on here. That long-range card. Okay, that long-range card for you was a ten of hearts. Your Pluto card is this Jack of Hearts. And then the result card, oh, this one I'm familiar with, is that Five of Spades. It's called the Wanderer. That's my birth code. Six of Diamonds. Okay, and that's some faded things. And the Queen of Clubs is Displacement. So let's have a look-see and see what's been going on here. long range. Success, recognition, and popularity is going to come to you this year, especially favored activities dealing with the public, large groups. That recognition plays an important role in your life depending upon the other circumstances of your life. If you're in a business where you want more exposure and recognition, it's really an excellent indicator you're going to meet with great success in those areas. It's one of the best cards for performers, so if you're in the performing arts, indicating large groups of people favorably disposed towards you, which also works well in sales. In general, it's one of the best influences to have. It can overcome negative influence that might that may be present, or, you know, and you might even become famous, okay, if that's really what you're working for on that. Your keywords is, I'm surrounded by the love and admiration of people. I have success with groups and the public and enjoy a lot of popularity. With that Pluto card this year, that Jack of Hearts, likely to see you in a position of having to make some important sacrifices, because that's called the Christ card. Might be sacrifices of your time, resource, or goals in order to help someone else for a higher spiritual ideal. There's a powerful religious or spiritual influence present now that just can't be denied, even though you may find it difficult to do what you're being, you know, feel you're being called on to do, okay? Sacrifices represented by Jack of Hearts are often related to someone younger, that they can be made just because, you know, you're following a higher principle or ideal. You're learning important lessons as you're experiencing new ways of looking at life and love. On the deepest level, Jack of Hearts represents an initiation into higher forms of love, the agape love. The highest form is that love that's selfless, is willing to make sacrifices for, you know, the beloved ones in your life. Your exposure to that higher love energy might be really challenging, but the result is going to be this broadened understanding of the deeper aspects of love and truth. And then, okay, the affirmation for that one is, through your experiences, I'm learning the true meaning of and value of sacrifice to transform my love nature to a higher, more meaningful spiritual level. And then that result card is that Five of Spades. Somehow connected to that Pluto card, you're making some important changes. It's going to leave you in an entirely new situation in many respects by your next birthday. You might change jobs, residences, have a totally new health picture by the year's end. Five of Spades usually appears when you're ready to make a major life transition. And because it's a result card, you can, you know, really be sure that, you know, though it may be tough at times, you're going to make it through successfully. If you've been desiring a major change in lifestyle, your wish is about to come true. So be careful what you wish for. A change is coming. It's going to be a good one. It leads you in new directions. It's going to provide much more needed personal freedom. And your affirmation on that one is, I complete this year with a new job, a new health picture, new residence, a new lifestyle. I make a major transition. So that's, you know, it's coming and you're doing it and all that good stuff. Your environment card this year for that Six of Diamonds. It's years and the most benefits come from sticking to whatever it is you've been doing in your work. You might receive some financial payback from others, but just, you know, don't expect many changes in your work or business. But find ways to improve and get more out of what you're already doing if you want the most success. Being really, you know, really, well, say scrupulously honest, squeaky clean and responsible with all your financial debts and dealings is going to bring additional blessings, okay, because the sixes are always about karma, and diamonds are about money. So it's like, make sure, you know, you're really, I hate to say anal retentive about making sure all those debts are paid, but it's like, make sure that's something that happens, because that'll be a really positive thing if you can get that done. Queen of Clubs, your displacement card. Likely to be a year of heightened mental activity, perhaps a good deal of intuition. And, you know, don't be surprised if you receive, you know, premonitions. You know, you might get involved in helping others, bringing good information or knowledge to them. Another possibility, you might have to make some kind of sacrifice on behalf of others, you know, in your life. In this case, personal sacrifice could, you know, involve, you know, children, grandchildren, someone younger than yourself. And you're a female with club suit, so it indicates focus of your attention either towards romance, home, mother, family matters, all those kind of things, is where you're really kind of focused a little bit, or a lot of it, actually. Let's see where you're at. Your Mercury, you've been through your Mercury period. That started on April 24th, and it went through June 15th. And where you're at right now is in Venus, and that started on June 15th, and that goes to August 6th. So you're kind of right in the middle of that. Let's just have a real quick look. That Mercury period, your strong indicators there was you had a Jack of Clubs, and it gives you the quick blessings, a quick, powerful, and very creative mind, and to a lesser extent for the entire year. And that mental power can be applied to any project that involves writing or other creative mental pursuits with great success. You can get some ideas for projects that are far ahead of their time. It can represent an initiation into a new way or new form of thinking or communicating. And that six, again, in the Mercury period, that kind of lack of change, that staticness in business affairs are smoothing out in that area. Again, no escaping from debts and obligations. And if you owe money, you got to pay it now. It works both ways. It does not support changes in business. You might find travel plans get kind of postponed till later. Just be prepared to settle up financially if anybody owe, and it's like, especially if they're related to education or your vehicle. Where you're at right now, though, right in Venus, you're in a five of diamonds, okay, Venus period. You might find friends and lovers somehow become expensive. Don't do business with friends under this influence. Your desire for love or luxury could kind of deplete your resources, and overemphasis on money could affect the status of your friendships during that period, especially related to some woman in your life. And this is an influence of emotional instability and restlessness, and that could be the cause of changes now. That Ace of Hearts could bring a letter of love or friendship from someone very dear to you. Another possibility, you begin a new relationship under that auspicious influence. All kinds of relationships important to you now. It's like can indicate, you know, birth of a child, probably not your own, but it's like, you know, grandchild, something. So it's, and if so, it's like this might be likely a girl child. It's one of the best influences for new love affair. You know, that's kind of what's going on there. And a little bit of a look ahead here. Okay, we got 4 minutes in. It's like I'm going to finish up real quick, and we got one more caller here. Mars, and then from August 6th to September 27th. You've got that Mars coming up, but it's like that's the Seven of Spades and the Seven of Hearts. So it's like what I might have you do is go ahead, give us a call back tomorrow because, let's see, I'm thinking, I'm not sure who I've got on tomorrow, but it's like we're going to be doing readings, you know, again tomorrow. So it's like give a call in tomorrow. I should be on at noon Mountain Time, noon to either noon to 1 or noon to 1:30, and it's like we'll finish up a little bit with this. So, oh, and Jethro's special thing this month is if you'd like to try coffee and a reading, if you'll get with me after the show, it's like at that 719-289-4907, we'll get you set up with a box of coffee for $30.50, and if you buy a box of coffee from him, he'll give you a reading for 30 minutes. So that's
thank you so much, Kelly. I appreciate it. God bless.
You betcha. Thank you. And we'll see you again.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All righty. Let's see. Last one here. It calls you Anonymous. So it's like, let's see who Anonymous is. Hello?
I'm not Anonymous. I'm Psychic Jethro.
Oh! Okay. Well, I'm sorry, Jethro. Oh, geez. You've been on as anonymous, and you're at the bottom of the queue. I'm so sorry.
It's fine, and the angels wanted you to do it, and Kelly, you did an excellent show. We've got ultraviolet lights going on here. We've got lightning going on. I just had another offer for another job, and I thank you for the blessings, and I know a lot of people were helped today. And if they want Kelly to come on the show, angels, just say that. You don't have to scare me, send people to me, or tease me and put frogs in my bathtub anymore. Because I was like, okay, I figured it out. And I'm like, I'm trying to get it to work. My phone just started ringing, so everything's back. Those of you who want to listen to Living in the Psychic Realm, come to 714-333-3354. And Living in the Spirit, I just spoke with you on the website. Get a hold of Kelly at 719-289-4907. And she'll tell you how to make a really good profit with this coffee and get you working. So that career you called in for is waiting right on that phone number. So all of you guys who are having fun, continue to, because I'm going to live in the psychic realm, and my surprise guest was Kelly Coulter. So I guess we'll be talking real soon over there. Gotta let you go, guys. Talk to you on Living in the Psychic Realm. Bye.
All righty. Thanks for coming on. Gee. Oh, my goodness. Well, I wish I'd have realized that was him on today. It's like, oh, heavens. All righty. And it's like I'm going here. Let's see. Okay. QC birth cards. Let's see. And what else? And, oh, who else? Tash joined us. Jan joined us. I was like, yeah, okay, thank you, guys. Yeah, come on over. It's like we're doing the back-to-back show, and Jethro will be on at that 714-333-3354. Let's see. I'm going to post some of the stuff up here. Yeah, I know. See, www.jethrosmithmy.net. Okay, well, we got like 90 seconds here. This will give me enough time to do some of this. And Jethro's special for this month is, again, if you'll call me at 719-289-4907 to get the, let's see if I can type and write at this, or talk and type in it, to get the, it's called the coffee, whoops, not two O's, the coopy reading, yeah, the coffee reading. And that's for anybody, 60 seconds, thank you. And what that is we get you guys set up with, for $30.50, you will get a box of the Gourmet Healthy Coffee sent directly to your doorstep, shipped right there. And as soon as that is paid for, Jethro accepts the PayPal or, you know, either any kind of credit cards on there, whatever. That works. And as soon as that is paid for, it's like I give him a little text message there, and he calls you. We get your phone number, and he calls, and he will set you up and give you a 30-minute reading. So you'll have coffee in a few days because it does ship by UPS, and then you'll have a reading with him. So it's like you can't beat that. Coffee and a reading for $30.50 this month. It's like they also have tea. The tea costs a little bit more. It's like they have an instant tea. They've got they got black tea, they got red tea, and we got 10 seconds. All righty. Loving spirit, good. Call me about the coffee. Sounds good. All right. Dan, yay, okay. All righty. Well, they're going to kick us off here, but it's like I'm going to flip right on over and go over to Jethro's show at the 714-333-3354. So hope you guys are coming over and join us. So it's like Tash, Rita, Dan, Loving Spirit, and Zaggy, it's like, you know, great to see you guys today. It's like, I'm sorry I didn't get a lot of chat time in there, but anyway, we'll see you over at Living in the Realm, because that's where we're going right now. Have a wonderful day, and God bless everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great one.